you find it difficult to come up with content ideas for your podcast? Or perhaps you got stuck during the interview with the guests where you just have nothing to ask anymore? Try Poddex today. Poddex is the best all-in-one podcast idea generation tool. You get everything from episode ideas to interesting conversation starters for interviews, engaging discussions for your live stream, and even social media content ideas. With this tool, you don't have to spend weeks trying to come up with content for an episode or unique questions for your guests. Just shuffle the cards and pick one at random, hit the record button, and get started. Now you can make better content, have more fun while you're at it, and get your viral moment, all with Poddex. Head over to poddex.com and use code C4C. Good day, good afternoon, good evening, my people. It's Mr. Al Pete with the Clear Visions Podcast. We're finna talk about some power. We're finna talk about power, okay? Just real quick, in and out joint. Shouts out to my C4 Challenge people. Playing catch up, but nevertheless, we rock it, y'all. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Listen to this intro and get ready. Yep.
What's the word, everybody? It's your man, Mr. Al Pete from the mighty MPN.
Man, listen.
And you're now tuned in to the Clear Visions Podcast. Get ready to enjoy the show.
Are we clear?
All right, we are bike back for the world. No, bike for Duval, Jacksonville, Florida. Back for the world. What's up, y'all? Sitting outside, relaxing. About to do some work, do my daily routines. So you might hear the birds chirping. Say hello to the birds. Talk nice to the birds, okay? Talk nice to them. Talk nice to them. Hey, I like that phrase, that talk nice to them. So I'm going to start using that, man. Talk nice to me. You know what I'm saying? Let me talk nice to me, yo. But anyway, hopefully everybody's doing good. Great. Oh, I'm going to light up my Santo. Get these spirits away from the boy and get it right. So we're talking about power. Again, I'm recording on my iPhone because I'm away from my computer or whatever, but so y'all about to hear a lot of ambiances and stuff like that, but hopefully I sound good. But we're gonna talk about power, man. So I've always been just like reluctant leader. I'm stepping more into it now because I understand the power that I have when it comes to certain things and certain situations. People used to tell me all the time about having this power. And I used to always be like, nah, I'm not that guy. Don't put that power on me. You know, that's not what I want to be. Da, 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 da. But not realizing like having power is not a bad thing. So, I just one thing about power. I didn't really understand it, and sometimes I don't even realize how much I use it, and without knowing that I use it. So I try to be as careful as possible when it comes to any type of moves that I make, when it comes to a power defining situation, if that makes sense, all right? So I try to be mindful as possible with that. And I don't even be realizing I'm dealing with the clashes of the powers at times. And so I just realized I'm currently going through that with a situation that I don't want to get into. And I'm really understanding like how much power I do have. And I just really want to honor that, all right? I really, really want to honor that. And I really want to honor that. And I don't want to disrespect that, if that makes any sense. Like, because that certain type of power can stop you from a lot of things, right? It can stop you from a lot of things if it's done correctly and it's done intentionally. And it's crazy because the people around you that's using the power on you, they know that they're using the power, but then you don't realize at times that you have the power to kind of offset that or even go into another direction. And that's that's a lot of power that's going, that's transferring from one person, let alone from one person to another person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about the mental power that you have, that you got to battle with yourself, and then be able to give energy to, like, somebody else. Like, all these powers, you know what I'm saying? And then to realize, like, they using this power on me. And then, like, you have to really, like, go back into your mental real quick and be like, yo, they using this power on me. And you have to really define what that power looks like and, like, either deal with it or not deal with it. And it's been a lot of times for me, I've always never paid attention to this type of power until, you know, recently when I'm dealing with these, you know, with certain entities or dealing with certain type of groups where we working towards a goal and realizing, like, a power has come to, like, default it or just kind of amplify it. And I just think I think it's interesting to me, man, because I still don't care. I mean, like, in my mind, I'm like, let's just do the work. Let's just build together. Let's grow together. You know what I'm saying? And I never realized, like, yeah, there is a power that needs to exist, regardless if it's a good or bad one. And I'm talking like this because I'm so fascinated how power can truly stop you from growing or stop you from going further because of, you know, egos or whatever. And, you know, and I'm over here using my power or my, you know, ego or whatever for the greater good. Like I'm the energy is coming at me, but I'm trying to, like, I'm working now as I talk to y'all and jump on my work while I'm trying to, like, flip it around. Does that make sense? Like, I'm trying, like, the energy is coming to me, and what energy has been done to me. And I'm in my mind, like, okay, let me reverse this energy so I can push it back out to where it can be good and be beneficial. It's almost like Robin Hood. Like, Robin Hood, you know, he, you know, Rob, you know, that whole Robin Hood story, that. So it's just fascinating how that factor of things exists, like the power of things exists. So just wanted to get it off. You know, I just wanted to, like, talk it out to y'all. Let me know what y'all think about this power situation stuff, man. I'm very curious to, you know, to know about how y'all feel about this power stuff. Like, leave me some comments. I'll come back and, like, read them and share them again or whatnot. But yeah, that's my little bit of piece on power. So when we come back after the song about to play, we're going to pull a card and we're going to get about y'all here. All right. Clear Visions Podcast, Mr. Allen.
Man, listen.
Everybody put three fingers in the air. The sky's falling, the wind is calling. Stand for something or die in the morning. Section 80, high power.
Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song. The Serengeti's clone. Back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slit your disc when I slit you my dish. You wanted to diss but jumped on my dick. Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other niggas wrote it. And everything on TV just a figment of imagination. I don't want a plastic nation. Dread that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean, this shit is Huey Newton going stupid, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. If I see it, how he seen it, that will make my parents happy. Sorry, mama, I can't turn the other cheek. They wanna knock me off the edge like a fucking widow's peak, And she always told me, pray for the weak, Them demons got me, I ain't prayed in some weeks, Dear Lord, come save me, the devil's working on. He probably clocking double shifts on all of his jobs.
frightening, so fucking frightening, enough to drive a man insane. I need a license to kill. I'm standing on a field full of landmines doing the moonwalk, hoping I blow up in time. Cause 2012 might not be a fucking legend, trying to be a fucking legend, the man of mankind. Who said a black man in the Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. So get up off that slave ship, build your own pyramids, write your own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought bitches. I mean this shit is Bobby Seale making meals, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my Audi. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal. Frightening, so fucking frightening, enough to drive a man insane, a woman insane. The reason Lorraine O don't sing, or Kurt Cobain loaded that clip and then said bang. The drama, it brings crazy. Product of the late 80s, trying to stay above water, that's why we shun the Navy. Pull your guns and play me, let's set it off. Cause a riot, throw a model tarp. Somebody told me them pirates had got lost. Cause we've been off them slave ships, got our own pyramids, write our own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought bitches. I mean this shit is Fred Hampton on your campus. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Thug life. Thug life.
Clear Visions, we are Bike. BYKE for Duval. Back for the world. What's happening? What's happening? Shouts out to Poddex for being the sponsor for the C4 Challenge. So go to C4Challenge.com. Check out all the great content that's going on right there. And go to Poddex.com and get your deck of cards to help you with your podcasting. And use the code C4C, all right? So I pulled a card for myself, and it was from the interview deck. The question that I pulled is, what is one good way to grab your attention? One good way to grab my attention, it sounds like a repetitive answer, but music for sure. If you got some dope music or something I need to check out, introduce a song to me, like a song, and have a way to introduce it. Like, don't just say check this out, like think about, like, you know build a relationship with me in regards to music. Get to know, like, the things that I like, things that really hit me in my soul. And then if you have a song that's similar to it, or it might be something different, but if you have a good presentation of it, that would definitely grab my attention. So any type of dope music would be, like, absolutely great. That's for sure the one way to grab my attention. Outside of the things that I do for a living, Adidas, anything Adidas, just be like, yo, I saw this sweater. You know what I'm saying? I think this is dope. Or whatever. I like when people come to me and they say, oh, I bought a pair of Adidas. I want to see what you think about it. That means a lot because everybody knows that I'm a real big Adidas fan. So for somebody to say, hey, you know, check out my work or check out what I just bought, I think that's a great thing, too. That's a great attention grabber. And something that spark, like, you know, general conversation, especially if you don't have, like, no ill intent when you're doing it. So, yep, music and Adidas. A lot of other stuff, too, but I give y'all these, too. So, all right, man, I'm out of here. I got to get to work. Got to get the moving, get the grooving. Hopefully, everybody's doing well and great. Make sure you check out C4Challenge.com. Some great content on there, man. I've been checking a few things out. I'm kind of behind on it, but the stuff that I've been checking out has been great. So, y'all be good. Y'all be great. And go from there, man. And be good to yourselves and to everybody else, all right? To the top.
Clear Visions Podcast was produced and engineered by myself, along with the intro and outro music. Subscribe to this podcast that's available on MrAlPete.com, NPN-LLC.com, and on all podcast platforms. Thanks for listening, everyone. Building but becoming to the top.